Everyone, welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am Mark Seguin, and I am here today with Connor Hogan of the Hutchinson High School Tiger Shark Swim Team, as well as Aquajets, and in the near future, in a year plus or so, Wisconsin Badger. Welcome, Connor.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Absolutely great to have you. If we have Mike on here, we have to have you on here.
Do well.
For sure. Awesome. Well, give everyone a little background on your swimming. For those of you that may not know a lot about you other than what you've done in the past couple of years, where did it start and when did you get serious?
Well, I started around when I was about 8 years old is when I started competitively swimming. Obviously, did swimming lessons before that, swam just normally, but started competitively swimming when I was eight and then got really serious, like end of when I was nine to when I was 10. Got to race Chaz Jones. That's when I was 10 years old. He was a great swimmer and got my first state win under my belt then. And I knew this was what I wanted to do. Kept swimming after that. Now sprinter, 50 free, 100 free. I can do other strokes, but you know, try to stick to the
bread and butter, baby. Yeah. Yep. And I know you kind of came up as a backstroker, right? That was kind of your jam when you were little.
That was my big thing.
Then you kind of evolved and diversified kind of your events. It's just pretty cool. You swim for Rory Fairbanks out at Hutchinson. Rory's won state coach of the year more times than I probably have fingers. One of the guys I really look up to, but I've never swam for the guy, right? I just talked to him on the deck. What's it like swimming for Rory?
He's a hard guy. For sure. He's definitely, he'll break you down and he doesn't care what you think. So, I mean, he's a great guy. I love him. I mean, I love swimming under him. I always get my best time drops swimming with him, but you know, those practices are always rough. It's always, you know, there's no complaining when you're around him. You just got to stick to the schedule and, you know, keep your head straight.
So I think when I see Rory, I always think of, he looks like he's tough, but he's fair.
Yep.
And the second thing I see is he's not a hugger. Rory's not a hugger, I think. No hugs for Rory. But that's okay. No. A lot of people say they absolutely love swimming for the man, and I see the results, and I see the quality of kid that come out of his program. It seems like it's a really good experience for everybody.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's definitely developed a ton of great swimmers out of his program.
Certainly has. What are some of your favorite high school swimming memories from your Hutchinson career? What sticks out in your mind is like, this was the best ever?
I mean, when I was younger, we always had a fun team. And I know you probably know Noah Tag. His senior year was a lot of fun. I always just think those section meets are always the best. The section meets are always the most hype. They're always the greatest meets. I mean, honestly, my favorite meet is definitely this last high school state. That was so much fun. But I mean, every single year, my favorite meet is always that section meet. It's always, you always come into it really hype, and the 200 medley relay really kicks it off. So I'd say
absolutely
any section meet.
And you'll have those kids on your team that are pretty, like those 15 second time drops in a 200, or they'll drop like 7 seconds in 100. If that doesn't get you hyped up, I don't know what does, right?
I know.
That's the best.
It's always the kids that do best on tape.
You got it. In your club swimming, you used to swim for High Tides out in Hutchinson. You went up to, I believe, Gators for a while, right? And now you're down at Aquajets. What made you make those kind of switches? What was kind of your thoughts behind that?
Well, actually, even before that, I swam for a team in Litchfield, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I went from High Tides to Wade in Litchfield, back to High Tides, up to St. Cloud, and then went to Aquajet. So I've been all over the place, been with many different coaches. But honestly, I knew Aquajets was a great place, and I think me, Micah, and Cash all agreed that we wanted to go to Aquajets, and it was definitely the best decision I could have made. Kate is definitely the best – one of the best coaches I've ever had. She's amazing. She's super nice. She gives you some good sets and she'll get after you, but she's a fun coach to be with. She definitely runs a tight ship, and she's, She has a great team. She has a great team.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great people for you to train with, I think, which might have been a little challenging on some of those other clubs. Not quite as many people at your level, right? But you did progress everywhere you've gone, which is also a good sign too, that you just may have progressed past that a little bit. That's pretty cool. One of the things I want to talk to you about, so when I follow you closely because we swim against you guys a lot in high school. I've known you, I've seen you swim since you were probably nine. That time you swam with Chaz, I probably remember that. I think we were sitting right next to you guys. Is overcoming adversity. Like everyone thinks Connor Hogan just wins everything he swims. He always gets best times, yada, yada, yada. But I've seen a lot of stuff with you where you came up a little short and you had to keep going after it. Like I'll say for one example is you got stuck at 20.00 in your 50 for a while, right? That's a tough milestone to get hung on. I know at True Team Sections, you got deked on a silly rule about jumping in the pool funny for backstroke, which I still don't agree with. Let that be shown. But you had to come back from that too. What's your secret to dealing when you've got something in front of you that's kind of not so awesome to deal with, but you got to keep working? Like what's your headset around that?
Honestly, in the moment it sucks, but after the fact, I love it. Honestly, that's what keeps me going, is that anger and that, you know, you're right there, but you just missed it. It's always that one with, whether it's that 20.00 that kept me going through high school, or now that 22.80, which is 1/100th off the Olympic trials cut. You know, it's always just like you're 1/100th off, or I mean, that's a 50 free though. That's 50 free, 100 free. That's what I signed up for, being in this. But honestly, it's just that it's always that you're right there, but you know, you still gotta work towards it. You gotta keep that in the back of your mind. You gotta think of that every day at practice, you know. Yeah. Going to lift weights, you know, you got to have that anger. You got to have that like motivation, dedication to get to where you want to be. So honestly, it sucks in the moment, but honestly, it's what.
Yeah, and you control how long that moment is, right? You have the ability to make that moment last for a few minutes and move on, or you can sulk about it. And I'm sure most of your coaches, if I know Kate well enough, and I know Rory well enough, and I know Tim well enough, let you know that sulking doesn't really get you very far.
Exactly.
So what do you, go ahead.
They always keep telling me, I mean, like that, you know, I'm right there, but they know.
I know you can do it too. So,
yeah. They've always been super supportive.
I agree with them. Wisconsin, after you graduate high school next year, what interested you about Wisconsin? Why'd that be your final choice where you're going to school next year?
Well, the coaches, first of all, the coaches are great. I know Matt Martinez, he's a great guy. I love Matt. I always talk to Matt. Yuri, he's the head coach there. He's a great guy too. The coaches are amazing. I mean, the coaches are really what brought me in and, you know, told me that like, this is where I could be. And obviously I love the campus. It'll be great for me to, education wise, I can get a great education there and hopefully, you know, pursue my, like, I want to be a chiropractor when I grow up. So that'll give me the education I need. And obviously the guys are great. I know Andrew Hansen is going there and, you know, he was one of the guys that really like, you know, he helped me get there too.
For sure.
And, there's a bunch of great guys I've met and I love all of them. I love all the guys that are on the team right now. And I'm actually going down there this summer and training down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it'll be sad leaving my club team early, but I definitely think it'll be great to get a jump start on that.
100%. And what are your goals for this summer besides going to swim with some college boys?
I mean, obviously going to Olympic trials. That's my goal right now too. But, over the summer, I mean, it's just to get faster, get there. I'll be swimming with all these college guys. It'll be a different atmosphere. I won't be the top of my class. Obviously I have a lot of people that push me right now at my club team, but you know, once I go to college,
you'll be carrying equipment bags.
low end of the.
But that's okay. Yeah, everyone does it to start off with.
Yep. I'll be
yeah, you sure will be. But that's okay. It doesn't last.
It is
100%. What do you do when you're not swimming? You got to have life outside of swimming, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Favorite thing to do.
Really?
I love playing basketball. I love playing basketball. It's definitely my favorite thing. It's honestly, you know, I love swimming. I love all this stuff. Basketball is my favorite
sport. Can you dunk?
I'm close.
You can dunk a tennis ball?
I actually can dunk a tennis ball. I can grab rim. I've dunked
as far as I've made it was a tennis ball. So, my hands were never big enough to hold a basketball up there. But you'll add that to your goal list for the summer. I want to see a dunk on a 10-foot.
Maybe I'll.
You should do that.
Maybe I'll go to the rec. Train that.
That'll be a Minnesota swimming vibe special edition live show. Connor Hogan dunks for the first time.
Maybe that'll be a cool.
That'll be awesome. What are you kidding? I would pay to see that. All right, let's get to a hard hitting question. 100 breaststroke. You and Micah Davis go head to head. Who wins? Easily?
No doubt about it. I saw that question.
100%. Really?
I'm the best on the aqua jets at breaststroke. Ask anybody.
Is this a
25 breaststroke?
This isn't a 25.
I have video. No, I know, but I have proof. 25. I raced Luke Logue, and I won in a series of seven. I won in five, in six.
I'm calling on extra underwater dolphin kicks. I want to see underwater video before I believe that.
When I go back to Aqua Jets, we'll get a video of me and Micah doing 100 breaststroke, and we'll send it to
Minnesota Swimming Bible. We'll post it for sure. I want to see that 100%. Sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, but yeah, I kind of did. What advice do you have for younger swimmers? Or if you could go back and talk to 9 or 10-year-old Connor and tell yourself something that would have helped you out when you're younger, what would it be?
It's not about – hold up. I know I had this in my head, but it's not about motivation. It's about discipline, you know. When I was 11, I had a really big slump where I just, you know, I'd go to practice, but I was like, man, I don't want to be here. You know, like I had a lot of spots where I almost quit. And, you know, my parents always told me, it's like, you've made it this far, like, you don't want to quit now. And it's never about, like, you can't just keep going off of motivation, because that motivation is not always going to be there. You have to be disciplined. You have to stay on top of things, even when you don't want to do it, because you're never going to want to go to practice every single day and, you know, give it your all. I mean, everybody has those days. So I just say discipline is always over.
I would 100% agree. Let's say you're at Olympic trials. You have the swims of your life. All of a sudden you make finals, your middle heat. You get to choose the walkout music for the 50 free. What are we walking out to?
Anything Babytron. Okay. I love Babytron. He is my GOAT, most lyrical
artist. Babytron for the win for Connor Hogan.
Babytron for life. Actually, I do have a
song. Let me hear it. Like this.
At high school state, I had my Bose headphones on the entire time, and I had one song playing the entire high school state. That whole 5 hour long, it was Stutter Flow by Babytron. And that was the only song I listened to the entire meet, the entire finals. That was
it worked. I remember your 103, you're so happy you tackled me practically, and I had bruised ribs for the rest of the meet. It was worth it though. I'll take it anytime. Yeah. All right, last one. Who should we have on the podcast? Who'd be a great guest in the future, in your humble opinion?
So I definitely think, I know you showed, you said,
Brianna Zellin, she'll be on this week.
She's going to Wisconsin. I saw that one. Honestly, there's a lot of guys on Aqua Jets that are great, but I would definitely recommend.
Get Henry on there. He's a cool dude. He is a very good dude.
Yeah. Henry Fisher. He's great.
I love
I
my
love
Breck
talking to
Blake
him.
boys. I miss being in their section and getting to see him all the time.
Yeah.
Well, thank.
Yeah. That must have been a rough
It's worth
one.
it, though. Good swimming's good swimming, right? You can't control the
Yeah.
competition. You can only control what you
Yeah.
do. And at the section that we're in now, right? 3A is no slouch. We put three teams in the top 10 at state, and we had two of them just
Yeah.
outside the top
Yep.
10. So there's enough competition in 3A. 2A is not that much better. So you guys gave us plenty to deal
Yeah.
with.
3A,
It is for
3A
sure.
did come up.
And some of the best looking coaches in that section, for my opinion.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I agree.
No doubt
All
about
right,
it.
Connor, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you taking your time. Good luck. I wish you more than 1/100th of a second drop on your 50 this summer. And if I don't see you around because you're in Scani, send us a note and let us know how it's going. All right.
Sounds good. Well, hopefully you'll
Hell
get some
yeah.
videos from us for that 100 breast and that
Do
dunk.
it.
So
we're about it. Thank
sounds
you.
good. Thank you.